And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goop and Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is House Gang. Listening to 50 Foot Combo on the meters right now, thanks for doing such a great job on the bands this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Sink Into You, Tony, from a band called House Gang, who feature on a new Cherry Red compilation. You know I love a Cherry Red compilation.
We do.
The latest one that they're bringing out, this is due out on the 30th of this month, 30th of June. It's called Silhouettes and Statues and is a goth retrospective tone.
Ooh.
I know, Fat Boy, are you listening?
Fat Boy will be happy.
So all the bands we're playing this week are from it. We're not going to do what we did with Action Time Vision, the punk retrospective, and just play one every week. We're just going to do this, and there might be a few more over the coming weeks. But it's a fantastic selection. Over 80 songs on it, Tony, over 5 CDs, an 18,000-word booklet with it, of which I have read today, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's just great stories about all these bands, because it's like a lot of bands, it's like this scene didn't name itself. Okay. It was named by journalists, basically. Tony Parsons and people like that said that there was gothic influenced music and all that sort of thing. And a lot of bands, they never wanted to be goth, never said they were goth, but they were goth, as it turns out. They were that sort of thing. And we're playing loads of them this week. So some of them might not be the names of bands that you would associate with goth, but they were down that road, if that makes sense. So this isn't a full-on goth fest tone.
Right, okay.
But it is brilliant. So the thing's called Silhouettes and Statues. That was House Gang. What an House Gang. Now, they were formed in 1982. So the whole gothic things sort of came out of post-punk late 70s and went on pretty much through the whole of the 80s, I'd say, and then became gothic evolved in the 90s, didn't it, Tony?
Oh, did it?
It became gothic evolved, which is when the Dark Lord got in touch, got involved himself. But first up, what is Ausgang? So Ausgang are either still going or certainly doing good. They might have disbanded, but they've got back together. They're doing gigs right now. What is Ausgang's website?
Ausgang.de?
No, you just went with them being German, did you? Because it was a German word.
I thought it was. I had a punt.
Yeah. So Bauhaus from Northampton, would you have gone then with Bauhaus.de? We haven't actually got Bauhaus on this week's show, but they do feature on the compilation, as do most of your, don't be one of the mill, but classic goth bands. Alien Sex Fiend are on the CD, we didn't make it on here either. The Damned are on there as well, we didn't make it on here. There's just loads of brilliant bands on it. No, sadly, it's ausgang.joshclark.co.uk. J-O-S-H-C-L-A-R-K. And if you're wondering about the spelling of Ausgang, presumably it means you're not German. Ausgang means way out, doesn't it?
Ausfahrt is exit on a motorway, so yeah,
I think it's like, so Ausgang would be way out walking. So there's some way out walking here. I think it does mean way out, I'm not sure. Anyway,
I think it's exit in a supermarket, yeah, whatever. Yeah, Ausgang.
ausgang.joshclark.co.uk. You can find out more about Ausgang there. Paulie B, Internet One, Tony Nil. We will be talking more about this goth compilation as the show goes on. But first up, Tony, because I did think, what with all this scorching weather,
yeah,
it would be absolutely perfect to do a goth show.
True.
Yeah, it's perfect in the hot sun. I've had a joke from Fred, Tony.
Fred? Okay.
Fred in Sweden.
Ah.
We like it when Fred gets in touch. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We'll have another joke next week that we've already had sent in as well. So we're on a roll on a joke front, Tony.
Fantastic.
It's a twofer.
Ooh.
And this from Fred. Random joke, 1050. A man and woman were having dinner in a fine restaurant. Their waitress, taking another order at a table a few paces away, noticed that the man was slowly sliding down his chair and under the table, with the woman acting unconcerned. The waitress watched as the man slid all the way down the chair and out of sight under the table. Still, the woman dining across from him appeared calm and unruffled, apparently unaware that her dining companion had disappeared. After the waitress finished taking the order, she came over to the table and said to the woman, "Pardon me, ma'am, but I think your husband just slid under the table." The woman calmly looked up at her and replied firmly, "Oh no, my husband just walked in the door."
Nice. I like it.
The old switcheroo tone.
Ooh.
I know. Thanks, Fred. That's a good one.
Like that.
I think a few of us have probably been in that situation.
Blimey.
Right, Tony, let's play another two tracks in a row, shall we?
All right.
Stay tuned for Penetration, something I've always wanted to say. First up, Flesh for Lulu, Tone, a band who were one of my own personal favourite bands of the gothic persuasion. I always had them more as a sort of, rock band, but they were obviously goth. And they did do this brilliant, they had a brilliant single called Seven Hail Marys, which featured on a 12-inch EP called Blue Sister Swing, which I bought, Tone.
Wow, okay.
Back in the 1980s, in fact. But this isn't it. This is another track. Now, I did some sad news, Tony. First of all, Flesh for Lulu are still going, and they have a website, which is...
fleshforlulu.com.
Yeah, it is, but it's with the numeric 4, so it's flesh, number 4, lulu.co.uk. Probably, I didn't give you the option there, Tony, because it wasn't fair to. You just didn't get it right.
Okay.
I mean, you sound a bit disappointed there.
No.
Yeah, I don't want you getting it all emo in this show.
As if I would.
But we have got some sad news, which is that Nick Marsh, who I believe was the lead singer of Flesh for Lulu, died on the 5th of June 2015, so almost exactly 2 years ago, of cancer. So I don't know whether Flesh for Lulu have any more plans to ever record again. I would suspect not. Very sad news. But a great track nonetheless, Tony, which is just about to happen now. Poorly being set to Tony Nil, this is Vaguely Human.
I looked into the hourglass and watched the grains of sand.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Was indeed Penetration, a track called Stone Heroes. Penetration, Tony, were from County Durham, or rather are from County Durham, and are still going, still gigging, still doing punk festivals. They're better known as a punk band than a goth band. But I think that track fits on the compilation quite well and fitted in with our show as well, because they are a punk band, really.
Excellent.
So we got them both in. What is Penetration's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/penetrationband.
facebook.com/penetration-6578-644-2099-2672. And why is that, Tony?
They're so default, are they?
But they're nevertheless a fabulous band, and they're a really good laugh as well. I saw them interviewed on a punk rock retrospective TV show, one of these things on BBC4, Sky Arts or something, and they were a really good laugh.
Okay, excellent.
And I saw them a few years ago. Quite a few years ago, in fact. I saw them at, before Rebellion was Rebellion, when it was Wasted. So when I say a few years ago, I actually mean 11 years ago.
Blimey.
Time flies, doesn't it, Tony?
It does. It's near our birthday as well, isn't it? It's another month there. We've got another month yet. That's fine.
We've got another month yet. I mean, time doesn't fly for young people, Tony. They think every day drags. But every day that goes on, it's like they take a couple of seconds off every day.
Yeah.
And it all starts to speed up. As we slow down, our lives speed up, Tony.
It's true.
I'm thinking about things. I better stop myself. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page and leave us a comment. Alternatively, you can search Punky Radio on Facebook. Basically, get in touch. We had a few comments. Thank you for them. So I'm going to save some of them for next week, so we don't go without.
But what if we get even more comments next week, Tony?
Oh, I'm sure we'll be spreading them out over the summer.
Oh, aye.
Just thinking ahead. But anyway, we've got two this week. Competing comments. First from Dowell Irons, who says, "Hello from the Lilacs." Hello, the Lilacs.
You've saved me having to mention it at all, Tony. He's done it for himself. Marvellous.
Thanks for the mention. We listen on a Thursday night around 10. All the best.
Right. Did I put anything after that?
I think he says that they listened early. That's only from memory. I think that's before the Duke's Arms, isn't it?
Well, you've mentioned them now as well. You're going to say...
Well, hello, Duke's Arms. But
there you go, yeah.
They were going to get a mention on it.
You've done it all for yourself there. Yeah, it does mean that potentially I think you might be able to hear our show in the Lilacs before you do in the Duke's Arms.
There you go.
Controversy in Northants.
Isn't it? And another comment from Ash Woollett.
I like Ash because he's always... It's his brevity that I like.
He is, isn't he? It's short and to the point.
Ash is short but sweet. Ash, if you're listening, you are short but sweet.
And he says, "Hi, Punky Radio. There was a landlord from Burton who guaranteed to play me great music for certain. But then I realised it was Punky Radio every Monday night, loyal to his punters and love of music. So stuff the Lilacs. Ooh, the Duke's Arms is the pub for local music lovers of punk psychobilly, and thanks to Paul, your station's so much fun playing the punk for certain." He may have been inebriated with this comment, by the way. But anyway.
I don't think there's any may have here.
Okay. "Look forward to next Monday night's playlist for certain. Need more Franklies, please." I thought this might have been a poem at first, but it's not.
Well, no, it is sort of poem in places, I think. It rhymes a bit.
It rhymes a little bit. Psychobilly, in the way that it's the same word, it rhymes a bit. "Psychobilly for Steve, and please more of the Rippers for me for certain. Love your show and the Franklies. Appreciate you plugging them. Saw them at the Firebug venue in Leicester last week. They're amazing. They're playing Tannerfest near me. It has no tickets left. Can you help on that one?" Probably not. "Send Ash and Steve at the Duke's Arms a mention next week for certain. And maybe a bit of King Kurt from the Vaults, Destination Burton or Zooland. Loving your show. Cheers." Ash, Kirk Brandon's number one fan, or rather Franklies and the Rippers. Now I have broadened music taste. There's more to come. Lots of smiley faces. Steve's kicked me out. So coffee time. I'm plugging your show. So many of my mates listening to your show now. You need to live broadcast. Hope to see you soon, Ash. There's more. How about some Theatre of Hate or birthday party from your vaults? P.S. My grammar is shit, as I went to the same Paul as Steve. Same school as Steve, not Paul as Steve, that's you. But yeah, our music taste was and still is spot on. Thanks for another awesome show. Hope Tony of Punky Radio reads this and comes with yourself to the Duke Arms soon.
Well, if you have any short Facebook comments, why not go to our Facebook page? Well, Ash, we have some news for you there, because as soon as I saw that comment, the next email that landed in my box informed me that the Rippers have a new album out.
Oh, excellent.
So there will be some Rippers material, possibly on next week's show. As for the birthday party, well, you just have to wait and see, won't you?
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
But thank you for getting in touch, and yeah, there you go. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Right, I think we should crack on.
Yeah, okay. That's a good idea.
So UKDK, Tony, were Luton's contribution to goth, unashamedly so, post-punk and goth, and they're back gigging as well. It's like there's a lot of these, I say old bands, a lot of bands seem to have got back together, don't they, in recent years. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And what I'd like to know, Tony, is what is UKDK's website?
UKDK.com.
UK-DK.co.uk, and it's not the four letters that you would see written by their name, which is UKDK. It's UK-DECAY.co.uk, and you'll find out all about them there. Right then, Paulie Beans Net 4, Tony Neil. This is The Black Cat. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UKDK and The Black Cat, which can be found on Silhouettes and Statues, the new 5 CD box set from Cherry Red. Find out more about that via Cherry Red. It's cherryredrecords.co.uk, I think. Or there's a Facebook page as well, which is facebook.com/silhouettesandstatues, and you can find out all about it there. Now, we did do a big job on Action Time Vision and led to many increased sales. We won't be doing as much on this one, so make sure that you do check out the links this week if you've enjoyed the music.
Yeah, excellent.
Tony.
Yeah.
Did you do anything last week?
I went on holiday.
Ooh.
I went to Devon.
Ooh.
Lovely Devon. Yeah, we had a week down there. So last Saturday, we drove down. We stayed at, it's kind of like a holiday park, but they have these little lodges called Finn Lake near Chudley, just on the edge of Dartmoor, not too far from Torquay. And we did a week there, so we tried to squeeze as much in as possible.
So that's southern Dartmoor then, presumably?
Southeast, more east.
Yeah, but I mean, so like south or east of it, because Dartmoor's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's probably about 4 o'clock, if it was a clock, I guess.
Right, Tony. Excellent work there.
I've driven a lot around there in the past week. Yeah, so we tried to do as much as possible. So we popped to Torquay and had a look around there. We popped to Exeter, and we won't be going back. Exeter,
why?
I didn't like it. Didn't like the feel of it. Just didn't like it. I don't know. It's
really?
Kind of like, in the same way that we had a feel when we went to Coventry that we would probably never go back. Exeter kind of, I don't know what it was. Very strange.
How strange. I mean, I understand a lot of Exeter is new, but a lot of it is very, very old. And Exeter, for me, has always been a fantastic stomping ground and really chilled out and really hippie and surfy and nice and great nightlife. And I've had a lot of good times down there. So I'm sorry to hear that you didn't have a great time there, Tony.
I know. So we did in a pot for maybe 2-3 hours, and we just saw the centre, but
right
now, not really. And then a couple of days in Dartmoor, we went to Canon Teague Falls. It's probably the highest waterfall in England.
Right.
Walk around there. We went to Wisman's Wood, which is kind of an old, not fossilised, but like a very old wood. I can't remember what the word is. It's like
kind of, I can't now either.
It's like decayed,
but
whatever it is. Yeah, it's, so it was a couple of miles walk there, and it was red hot. We saw Tintagel Castle, which is on the other side, the west side.
Where, sorry?
Tintagel.
It's probably Tintagel, Tony.
Tintagel, that's it. Well, see, I saw it written down.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was nice.
Tintagel, which was the mythical seat of King Arthur.
Yes.
Tintagel.
So it's like got Merlin's cave there and things like that. It was nice.
Brilliant.
Tintagel. T-I-N-T-A-G-E-L. Tintagel.
Did you go to Drew Sancton?
We didn't know.
Oh, Tony, it doesn't take long.
I know. But we did lots of other things. We went to Tynemouth. Or Tynemouth.
Tynemouth.
Went there, that was alright. But we were only there for 7 days, so we did something every day, but a lot of driving.
I love Tynemouth as well, actually, Tony. You
did like that.
Lots of places that I like.
Yeah, that was nice. When we went there, I think it was the last day, so we just kind of got there and had a walk around. It was red hot. The weather was really warm. Not as warm as it is now.
No.
It's really shot up since we came back on Saturday.
It's superb now.
Yeah. That was it, really. So we came back up on Saturday, and then we've just been melting ever since. Yeah, that was my holiday, kind of, in a week. What did you get up to?
I'm going to rush what I did, right? So, English Comedian of the Year semi-final last Wednesday. I didn't go through. The less said about that, the better. Then, on Saturday afternoon, I went north, Tony. I went to Helmsley in Yorkshire to do the National Association of Bikers with Disability comedy tent at the Mag Rally there, and it was fantastic. I had a brilliant time. Absolutely loved it. Met up with a lot of old friends. Great to do. And also, while you were away, I went for a pint in Ruddington, south of Nottingham, Tony, where I met up with Tommy Marseille out of the band Frankenstein. You might remember we said that they were playing in Germany, and he stopped off in England on the way back and went to see a friend in Nottingham, and while he was there, I went down and saw him, and they've got a new album out, Tony.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I did an interview with him. I've got the album here. So the interview is very short, unlike the rest of this show, So we're going to play the interview through, and then you'll hear the song that he wanted us to play, which I agree with him entirely, and then we'll talk about the band afterwards, okay?
That's fine.
Run VT. So here we are, Paulie V, Punky Radio, joined by Tommy from Frankenstein. Hello, my friend.
Hey, how are you?
So you've just been in Germany?
Yes, yes. We were playing the WGG Festival at Rubenthal or something.
And how did you get that gig?
We played WGT a number of years ago. This is a 10-year anniversary from the last time they contacted us early last year, asked us to come out.
And how was Europe for you?
And the European audience was really nice to us.
And how big a gig was it? I mean, how many, was it hundreds, thousands, what was...
It's just around 1,000 people.
Right, okay, you say just around 1,000, that's more than most bands would ever get the chance to play to. And you were you promoting a new album there, or were you just doing the gig? Because you've got a new album out.
We just released a new album, and it was released in the first sale of the album was at that thing. It's Frankenstein's Random Cuts.
Right.
It's 13 years from the release of An Ugly Display of Self-Preservation. And it is now for sale.
And how much is it? Or do you know, is it different prices around the world? Or
it's $10, £10, €10.
So it's 10.
10.
It's 10.
Yes.
And how can people get hold of it?
You'd have to go through Frankenstein's Facebook or frankensteintheband.com or come to one of our gigs.
And are you still playing regularly on the West Coast?
We play. You'll find us in Los Angeles or Southern California for the most part, 4 or 5 times a year, generally.
Well, it's been fantastic talking to you. What's one song off the album you'd like us to play? Whichever one it is, we'll play it. It doesn't matter. All bets are off.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are interesting, but I'd say the most bizarre would be "Gimme Goat." Try that one.
We'll play "Gimme Goat" right now. Thank you very much, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
So you're listening to Planet Smash at Underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Frankenstein from the album Random Cuts and a track called Gimme Goat, which is a quite bizarre track. It's track two. You know, we like a track two on an album, don't we?
We do.
We do like track two. The album is very similarly designed to their first album, and I have to say that Frankenstein as a band are even less prolific than I am. I try and bring out a CD every 8 years. I think they manage it about once every 10 or 11.
Wow.
So don't expect anything new anytime soon, but what they do bring out, unlike what I bring out, is worth waiting for. Absolutely superb album. It's Frankenstein. They do. If you've heard one Frankenstein track, then you know what Frankenstein are going to sound like. They don't let you down. It's not a case of if you've heard one, you've heard them all. Mm. It's a case of if you've heard one, you want to hear them all.
Yeah.
What is Frankenstein's website?
Frankensteinband.com?
FrankensteinTheBand.com, Tony Nearly. Paulie Vincent, 5, Tony Nil.
Cool.
Blimey. And hello to Tommy, by the way. Absolutely lovely to meet you and the missus. And should I ever find myself in Big Bear, California, I will be sure to look you up. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Whoa.
Yes, end of week, more gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them playing. Do get in touch. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
He actually got in touch with me last week, but as we pre-recorded last week's show, he was a little bit late, so we missed last week's gig. But they have got one coming up for this week. So he says, hope you had a good break. We have some gigs coming up for the next 3 weeks, so I'm just going to do this one, and I'm going to do the more when they come up. So this Saturday, the 24th of June, they're playing the King Billy in Northampton with the Jellyheads, Mental Straits, and Iron Mike, obviously, if the new listeners, is from Crash Induction.
I have been to the King Billy before, and it's a fabulous venue.
There you go. It's a 9 p.m. start, free entry. That's on the free entry on a Saturday night. You can't fault that. So do check that out if you're in the Northampton area.
Yeah, indeed.
But that's it for this week.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Oh. Right, now for some classic goth, Tony.
Okay.
Although they don't like being called goth, the Sisters of Mercy, Tony, do not like being called a goth band.
Right.
And you go on their website, which I'll ask you about in a second, and it says, we are a rock and roll band and we are crazy and we are mad. There's no word of goth. There's nothing in black on there. And but sadly, sorry, Sisters of Mercy, but you are a goth band. Get used to it. They're also brilliant. I love them. One of my favourite ever bands, as it goes. And what we're about to play was the B-side of their first ever single, Tony.
Okay.
It's on the Silhouettes and Statues 5-CD Cherry Red box set, as are all the other tracks, bar the Frankenstein one, although I think it fits in rather nicely with the show this week. What is Sisters of Mercy, I'll tell you now, it's The Sisters of Mercy. What is their website?
TheSistersOfMercy.com?
The-sisters-of-mercy.com. Sorry, mate, you've been very unlucky this week. It's Paulie the Internet 6, Tony Nil, and this is the rather marvellous Floor Show.
Ah! or sober, lost ideas, populist, got massive ill, the old religion redefined, but the facts are futile, totally blind. Well, it's all gone.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And it's a long shot, but hello to Jeff Ugly Shoes, should you be listening.
Hello, Mr. Shoes.
Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think. Back to work with a vengeance and trying to stay cool in more ways than one.
Right.
Yeah, what are you up to?
I've got no desire to stay cool, Tony. I've never really managed it. It's going to be hot this week, and I'm off for most of it, so I'm going to sit in my backyard.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's about it, really. I've got no plans. After being very busy recently, I'm not busy this week, so I have no plans to do anything at all. Should there be a good band with their ugly head on Wednesday or Thursday night, I will be in Nottingham probably, and I might go and see them, but I won't be able to go out Friday night, because I'm back in the warehouse Saturday morning, so I've got most of the week off, put it that way, and I'm going to have a nice relaxing time.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, it's about it, isn't it, really?
It's a good week for it.
It is a good week for it. I might even get a bit of colour.
Ooh.
I might even not look like the undead, which is why I'm a suitable host for the show this week, Tom. So, as you know, this has been a Silhouettes and Statues 5CD J-Red box set special. You find out more via jredrecords.co.uk or facebook.com/silhouettes and statues, all words. We're going to play another two tracks in a row now. First up, listen out for the Folk Devils, but first up, Specimen, Tony. And Specimen were kind of the band that made goth something for kids, if you like, because when they started, one of the first things they did was start a goth night, the Batcave in North London, and it led to a lot of goth bands coming out of it, including Alien Sex Fiend, were pretty much made at the Batcave. Alien Sex Fiend are on this compilation as well, but I decided not to play them because we have played them quite a lot in the past. So Specimen were kind of groundbreaking and vital, Tony.
Okay, excellent.
And also rather good. Now, I'm going to give you a clue here, seeing as you've got nothing so far. Mm-hmm. Their website is both for Specimen and for the Batcave, right? So when you go on the website, you get the choice then to go to the Specimen or the Batcave, right, from the website. So what do you think Specimen's website is, bearing in mind Batcave is in it?
SpecimenBatcave.com?
Oh, nearly! SpecimenBatcave.net! They've got a new album out as well called Wake the Dead. It's amazing, isn't it? Paul of the Internet 7, Tony Neil. I'm actually sorry about this. It's not really your fault. You've done a cracking job of just being a little bit wrong on most of these.
It's all right.
You know, we're both used to failure.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for Folk Devils. As I say, first up, this is Specimen and Returning from a Journey.
The middle.
Prairie Dogging.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Folk Devils and a track called Beautiful Monster. Folk Devils have reformed for live shows, Tony.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. After only being around sort of briefly, really, late 70s, early 80s, etc., etc., and not bringing out very much, they are now back on track. And they've got a Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/Folk Devils.
Facebook.com/Folk Devils UK. Poorly being an internet 8, Tony, nil. And Folk Devils, Tony, unusually, I'll say unusually, just is a piece of interest, really, also like Penetration from County Durham.
Okay.
In fact, you can draw a line from London all the way up England, and it's only a little bit wiggly, it's almost a straight line, as to where there were concentrations of goths and goth bands. So you went from London up to Bedford, where there were loads of goths, then you get to Northampton and Kettering, where I think Bauhaus might have been in Kettering, actually. Then you jump over where we live now, and you get to Leeds and Bradford, which was a big goth bit, and then I guess you just go straight up and a little bit right, and you'd be in County Durham, Tony. Turns out England has a gothic spine.
Ley line of kitten blood.
It's not that emo, Tony.
Oh, so close.
You can't accuse the Goths of that. That was very much an emo thing.
Right.
I don't think Goths spent a lot of time writing things in their diary.
Okay.
That's very much an emo thing, I reckon.
Gotcha. Showing my age. Or lack of
you age. Are, really. You were a child of emo, weren't you?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of emo inside you, Tony, to be honest. But there's a big lump of Goth inside me. You wouldn't think so right now. I've got shorts on. But these things happen.
True.
Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
I do. Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. This was after after the election a couple of weeks ago, this was going to come anyway. It was coming. It was ready to come before the election, and it came afterwards. So, Graham Pollins have been in touch.
Hello, Graham. Hi, Graham. We haven't heard from him in a bit, haven't we?
It's been a while. Yeah. He's actually sending us a Facebook comment as well, which I'll read next week. So, I think he's just been catching up.
Good. I love Graham.
Yeah, I very nearly got to see him. I was going to go up to London. Liverpool. Like at the end of May, but it didn't happen, unfortunately. But I will try and get up then. If I do, I will give him a shout.
Yeah, he's fantastic bloke. Very, very nice to hang around with. And, well, I can certainly outdrink him, so I reckon you could. But I might be close with you and him.
Right.
Sort of lightweights.
Yeah, well, I pretty much am. So, Graham says, for the second year in a row, arrogantly putting the needs of the party before the needs of the country and fucking up the country in the process, and for even considering an agreement with the anti-gay, anti-abortion, climate change denying, Bible bashing creationists in the terrorist endorsed DUP, Theresa May from the Tory Party London is a twat.
Absolutely fair enough, Tony, although if I was the DUP, a frightening thought. If I was the DUP, I'd be acting exactly the way they're acting. I'll be going, right, you want our vote? Okay, then. Just think, if they'd gone to me instead of the DUP, I would be asking for everything in my own manifesto to be pushed or campaigned for in return for my support.
Oh, yeah.
So if the Tories went to me, the DUP, the Democratic Unionist pool, right, I'd go, all right, yeah, I want marijuana to be available on prescription for everyone with hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want a 3-day working week.
Okay.
That's per year. I want free holidays for everyone over the age of 27.
Right.
And no holidays for anyone under.
Like it.
Yeah, you like that, don't you?
Oh, I like it, yeah.
So this isn't so that people under the age of 27 don't get the chance to experience holidays. It's just that they can wait.
Yeah.
Until they're grown up enough.
You have to cost these things, and if we're going to have the holidays, someone has to work. You've got to be responsible with these things.
Well, someone's got to pay for it.
Exactly.
I think it should be the under 27s.
Exactly.
About time those work-shy fops stopped thinking they were going to get famous on X Factor and started... knuckling down, that's what I say, Tone.
That's right.
So that's it. So although I am, of course, in favour of this, I understand the DUP's position completely, which is, right, if you want us on side, you've got to go with what we say, even though what they say is utterly ridiculous.
Yes, exactly.
She's made her bed and now she's going to lie in it.
Strong and stable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't follow this. So...
She looks a bit like the undead, doesn't she? She's amazing. I think she likes a bit of goth.
Probably. Yes, why not? Don't like it.
Sorry, I asked you a question you didn't have a prepared answer for. It's my own fault. Oh, right. Yeah, so, right, we're going to do it.
Yep, so
Theresa May from the Tory party in London
is a twat. There you go. There's nothing like twatting a prime minister on a goth special to make me feel marvellous.
Excellent.
Of course, it's time for a goth revival, Tone, because they were first got big during the Thatcher years, and we're back with Thatcher lights, aren't we?
We are, yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. Anyway, one last track this week, Tone. Thanks very much for your twats, by the way. We do appreciate it. One last track this week, Tony. And Ash, I hope you're paying attention, because it's the birthday party. Who were, now, I've got to get this right here, because I very nearly called him Nicolas Cage. Nick Cave's first band, you know, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Yeah.
He was in the birthday party before that, which, but arguably, I'd say most likely to be Australia's first ever goth band.
Okay.
And absolutely brilliant as well. So, what do I, now I just need to move my thing up a bit, Tony.
Oh, well, get that thing moved.
No, I can't, because I haven't even found it. Do you know what? You're going to get a point. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because I haven't got around to finding out the birthday party's website. They will have one, or it'll be to do with Nick Cave, or Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, but I haven't got it. So, Tony, I don't know what the birthday party's website is, so by default, you get the point.
Okay, I'll take it.
You very nearly had to take your trousers off and run around the pool table, but instead, it's Tony 1, Paulie B in the Internet 8.
Wow.
Release the bats! That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. That was the birthday party and Release the Bats. By the way, Tony, if you did release the bats, what would be the first thing they'd do?
They'd probably dump guano everywhere all over the floor.
No, they wouldn't. They'd turn left.
Would they?
It's all to do with sonar and the way that bats fly and know where they're going and that. When they fly out of a cave or whatever it is, the first thing they do is turn left.
You do have a bit of goth in you, don't you, really?
This is knowledge, Tony. It's trivia. Okay. Okay. It's got nothing to do with goths. It's got to do with bats.
Oh, okay.
But admittedly, yeah, there is a bit of goth in me. That's absolutely fair enough. But that's not how I know that.
Oh, okay.
I picked it up when preparing some trivia for a quiz once.
Right.
a goth quiz. Perhaps you could mention the online stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, which is Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew. That's andra.se.
Thank you very much to them. Thank you very much to our friends in the Duke's Arms and the Lilacs, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms, and hello, the Lilacs.
And we will be back to normal, or as normal as we get next week. Thanks very much to Cherry Red for sending us through the Silhouettes and Statues 5CD box set so that I could pluck some slices of goth from it to play this week. Hope you've enjoyed the show. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.